T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Scooter Braun just sold his interest in Taylor Swift's master recordings to another company. He only had them for like a year and a half. Taylor is still not happy about it. She wasn't happy with the initial sale. She asked for a quote, I guess, to buy them back from him, and he refused to
it's
give it to
for
her.
Sale.
He just
yeah, it is.
Refused. So anyway, he sold it for $300 million, and the total deal could end up being worth around $450 million, and I guess that's far more than what he spent to get them.
Yeah, but that's dirty money. That's just flat-out mean money. You can't enjoy that money.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, okay, maybe he will.
Yeah, I'm sure that he can. But we'll see, like, how this all plays out, because she said that she had a plan to start re-recording her original music. We passed that date where she's allowed to do it, and she's already started the process of doing that. So we'll see if her fans go back and buy all of that and download all of that instead and leave the old stuff alone. We just have to wait and see.
She's a very smart, savvy businesswoman. She will figure something out.
According to Us Magazine, there are a ton of celebrities who are coming to Harry Styles' defense after this author slammed his new Vogue cover and got a lot of buzz on Twitter, basically saying, bring back manly men. He's not like a manly man.
Right.
Anyway, he made history last week as the first man to appear solo on the cover of Vogue, and he wore this Gucci ball gown. And I've never looked that good.
Yes. He did rock it, you
yes,
know?
Yes, he did.
There's nothing
did.
Wrong with it. He's a super mega star. Who cares if anybody wants to wear it? He looked cool in it. If you can pull it off, then good for you, man.
Like,
wear it.
Like, if any year has been the year of wear what you want, this is the
right.
year.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I pretty much wear the same clothes every day.
Oh, you notice that too? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Sinbad is recovering from a stroke. There's no word on when it happened or how severe it was, but his family says they're faithful and optimistic that he's going to bring laughter into our hearts soon. And I just love Sinbad.
I know.
I don't always think about Sinbad. You know?
No,
like,
but
looking
he's
for
just,
a Sinbad movie.
He's one of those people, though. You know? It just always seems to be a nice guy.
I met him. I met him on the plane flying to Orlando. I can't remember where we were, like maybe Atlanta, a hub or something. And
right.
we were flying on the same flight. He was first class. I was making my way back to coach, which is just how I typically travel. But I feel lucky when I am able to travel. And he just said something nice about my hair. I can't remember what exactly he said, but he just said something nice. And
keep that hair moving back there to coach.
He did not say that. We don't want that hair in first class.
Yeah, get out of here.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
If I would ask you this question last year, you'd probably say no, but now your answer might have changed. Have you ever done some major DIY project at home on yourself and it ended up being a major fail? Like some sort of beauty thing or a haircut or an eyebrow wax?
Who calls that DIY?
Do it yourself.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can get your ask for help from a spouse or from a child or a friend or something.
No, I'm just like, who calls it that?
I don't know what to call it. 407-919-1051. If you tried it and you failed miserably, there's this poor dad. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a little facial. He got one of those peel-off face masks. It almost looks like you're like putting tar on your face.
Okay.
Charcoal.
Well,
yeah. Okay. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he asked his girlfriend for a little bit of help and his kid. And they're like, no, just do it yourself. You're fine. She goes, just put it everywhere except for your eyes. And so he took her literally and he put this face mask peel stuff everywhere, his lips, his eyelids, like everywhere, except
she said
for like
not your eyes,
except for in his, like, don't get it in his eyes.
Okay, and this is all on him.
And that's what he thought. So he let it sit there, and they're in there doing their own thing, and all of a sudden he starts crying for help, like, please, I can't get this off. And they come in there, and he's completely covered it, and all you can see is his eyes. And so they're having to peel this off his lips, and I can only imagine how bad that hurts. I've never done one of these, but it looked really sticky looking at the pictures. When they got done, Dad had no eyebrows. Completely gone.
Wow.
All the hair on his face. He goes, I had like a couple, you know, really tough whiskers that just wouldn't come out. But other than that, he goes, I had nothing left on my face, including my eyebrows.
But I'm sure he had baby smooth skin.
I'm sure he probably did. Have you ever tried to like give yourself a haircut and completely botched it? And like, how am I going to hide this?
When I was a little kid, not like little, I guess a preteen, I wasn't supposed to use this hot comb on my hair. And I did. And I got caught up. I think I was watching the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right.
That'll
I'm blaming it on The Price is Right. And I singed off my bangs.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that smell, too. Oh. There's no hiding the smell of burning hair.
Oh, well, my mom wasn't home at the time. And I was just combing, trying to get like a little something going in the front until it would grow out. I don't think she ever knew.
Really?
That I did it. Yeah.
Wow. You pulled
but
one
it was
off.
Terrifying.
What about you? DIY? No, just kidding. A home facial, home haircut, something that you tried to do thinking, I got this. How hard can it be that you completely failed on? 407-919-1051. What's your story?
Mix 105.1.
His dad tried to do a charcoal mask with his kid. Turns out he has no more hair on his face, including no eyebrows. They're completely gone. Do you have a fail at home trying to do it yourself, Lynn?
This weekend I was baking, and so I wanted to get the hair out of my eyes. So I went in the bathroom, and I cut my bangs, and now it's above my eyebrows.
Oh.
Because you messed up the first time, so you had to keep going higher and higher, or just completely
well, no, I just did it once. I just did it once, but, you know, and now, well, and this week I'm at school, so it is, you know, Spirit Week, so today is 60s, so I think I fit in.
We call that the chef's cut.
Dana just named it
yes,
for you.
Yes.
Have a good morning.
Go.
Thanks for calling, Lynn.
No, thanks so much.
Hey, good morning. So what happened with you with your DIY beauty product at home?
Yeah, epic fail. Do not do it. It's painful. So one day I was cleaning into the bathroom, and I was using one of those white eraser things, and I was like, God, this thing works so well. What if I did it on a couple of those wrinkles? And I was like, let me try that. And I was like, oh, let me put it on my leg with this precancerous area, this thing that needs to be like gone for sure. And so I did that, and within like 2 hours, it was burning and red, but it got rid of the cancerous looking thing and the wrinkles, but it was painful. And the chemical that came out from it that I had to absorb in my brain, because I did it like my frontal lobe area between my eyes, hurt so bad for like a week, 4 days at least, like pain that had to get out of my body.
Oh my God.
Whatever that poison was, it hurt. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I don't recommend doing that.
This whole call comes with a disclaimer.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Dana's rubbing her skin right now just thinking how badly that hurt. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it does take out a lot of things, but it's definitely not recommended for skin. I'm glad you're okay though, and it finally, you know, got out of your system.
Crazy, whatever that was, but don't do it. It hurt. But yeah, it took out that spot, and it's like all cleared on that leg anyway.
Yeah, I still want you to see a doctor.
Yeah, go get checked out.
Yes.
The worst part is I'm medical.
Oh, no!
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go!
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
I'm just curious what you guys would do in this exact same situation. So yesterday, I was kind of left in an awkward position, had a person come and do some work on the house, and came in, showed him what the problem was, said, no problem, I'm going to run out, grab some tools, I'll be right back. And he was, he had the little paper things, almost like doctors have on his shoes. He had a, you know what I mean?
Oh, like the little booties?
Yeah, like the little booties. He had those, he had gloves on, he had a mask on. He was fully, and I greatly appreciate that, him coming into my home since I didn't know this person. So he runs out to go get his tools and his ladder, comes back in. As soon as he gets in, he does a little dance. And he goes, Mr. Edwards, could I please use your restroom?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say yeah, Dana. I'm like, sure.
So you have to say yes.
The timer started to run, and I'm like, okay, how long is he going to be? Listen, I'm a germaphobe, you know that, right? I don't like strangers necessarily using my bathroom, especially now, you know, with times like now. And so I'm like, that was the first word that came to my mouth. I'm like, sure, absolutely, it's right here. And then I scrubbed that bathroom from head to toe, top to bottom.
It needed it.
No, it did not.
It's probably like, why didn't you do that before I went in there?
Yeah. So you would let a stranger go in and use the bathroom?
I have before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt, it just felt weird.
You have to go. What, is he going to leave?
See, and that's what I wonder if companies suggest that, hey, listen, I have to use the restroom. I'm going to run up to the convenience store. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back to finish the job. And then you, as the homeowner, have, no, don't be silly. Use the bathroom.
Are you kidding me?
Because I would have told him, okay, that's fine. I would have. I really would have.
I can't see that being the suggestion. I can see the suggestion being before you get to the place, like,
stop and go.
Yeah, but I mean, it can sneak up on you.
Nature calls.
Yeah.
This is for sure.
I've definitely seen you do a dance, Jay.
Oh, yeah, I have a dance.
So it's like, would you want someone, if you went to someone's house, for them to say no to you?
Well, it depends on how close the nearest convenience store is, I guess.
That is not true.
Yeah, you don't like to go in public.
Yeah, that is true. All right, well, at least I
know that you, like, something happened with you in somebody else's bathroom once.
Yeah, I broke their toilet.
Yeah!
Wake up! Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
All right, it doesn't matter if you have kids or not. At some point, you were a kid, so you'll have an opinion on this. We got an email from a listener, David W. in Palm Coast. He says, hey, Jay, I know we usually try to change your mind on Tuesdays, but I was hoping today you could try to change mine. I got a fifth grader. My wife says for Christmas, cell phone would make the perfect gift. She's our only kid. I knew this was coming at some point, but just not this early. So long story short, I say no. She says yes. She says it's for emergencies. It's going to make our life easier in the long run. I disagree. I don't think a 10-year-old needs the world at her fingertips just yet. But I'm keeping an open mind, and I'm willing to listen to any logical explanations as to why it's truly a good idea. So go ahead, change my mind. I went through the exact same thing with my kids, and it was fifth grade, the exact same age. And both of mine got theirs in fifth grade. And I will tell you this, David W., it did make our lives easier, because if you were running late or anything like that and you couldn't pick them up, man, it was so nice just to be able to send them a text and say, we're not going to be on time. We're running 5 minutes late, so they're not worried.
I just think a lot has changed in the past 5-6 years, mm-hmm. in the way we know now about how addictive it is. You know, you just cannot, like, you drive driving down the street and look at anybody who's walking around outside at a bus stop, whatever. Everyone has their head down. Are you in the grocery store? It's like, I want this orange and I want to see what's on my phone. So maybe there's some compromise here where you get a flip phone, or you get some phone that doesn't have all that stuff on it.
So addictive.
Yeah, and just kind of ease into it. So you can still contact them. They can contact you. They can still talk to their friends and text, but maybe not all that stuff.
Okay.
I agree almost with Dana. So I actually...
Come on! I'm sorry.
I got mine in fifth grade too, but it was for emergencies only, so it was a prepaid phone. So I only could have a certain amount of minutes or texts or whatever. But they also, I don't know if they still have these, but the phones that had like the three numbers that you could only program and only talk to those people, I think that's perfect. I don't think, I'm agreeing with you, Dana, in the fact that technology is addictive, and I don't think an iPhone or any smartphone of any sort should be given to a 10-year-old.
Right. Okay. Well, if you have an opinion, you got a kid at home, or you were a kid and you got one at that age, or your parents made you wait, what do you think? 407-919-1051. See if we can help David out.
Mix 105.1.
Talking to this morning, his dad needs a little bit of help whether or not to get his daughter, who's 10, fifth grade, a cell phone or not. Mom says, yes, it'd be perfect for emergencies and that kind of thing. Dad says, try and change my mind on this. Audra, what do you think?
So I actually had a cell phone when I was 10 years old. Obviously, this was a little while ago, so I know times are different, but it was a flip phone. All I could do was call my parents and text my friends that they allowed me to be in contact with. And I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, you know, you have a little bit of communication with your parents, but you're not giving them the whole world at their fingertips.
Give them something to look forward to once they get a little bit older. But this is basically just for emergencies.
Yes.
It sounds like you're agreeing with me.
I want someone to.
Chalk one up to Dana Taylor. Thanks, Audra.
All right, thank you.
Sarah, what do you think?
Okay, so I think I agree with both of you. I got my cell phone when I was in fifth grade for emergencies only, but it also was one of those, it was a razor.
All right.
It wasn't a smartphone, so you couldn't, like, get the world at your fingertips. But I feel like I understand where both of y'all are coming from.
Yeah, it is nice just to be able to reach out and touch base with them if they're home alone or if they're, you know they're walking to their friend's house right down the street, just to be able to reach them. But you might not want them on Safari and Googling every single thing that they might have access
Absolutely
to.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Yeah, and I know there's restrictions you can put on that, but just a little bit of communication, I think it will make his life easier, and I speak from experience.
I totally agree, because it made my parents a lot easier, especially with extracurricular activities.
Katie, what do you think?
Hey, so I think that now kids these days should have a smartphone. My girls, I have two 13-year-olds and a 15-year-old. I got them iPhones reluctantly because I can now control their downtime. I can control what they look at with the parental control. So I'm all for giving them a smartphone now. I wasn't then, but I am now for sure.
Just because you do have a little bit more control and a little bit more say on what they can and can't do.
Exactly. I mean, I can control their downtime. So I set their downtime at 8 p.m. and it, you know, they can use their phones for social media and stuff back at 7 a.m. With the downtime, they can still text me, my mom, like whoever I deem for them to be able to text. And then also I can see how much time they're spending on social media, and I actually limit their social media to 2 hours a day.
I'm going
to
give you my parental controls so you can help me cut back on right? how much I look at my phone.
Honestly, no joke. I literally was last night changing their parental controls because they've been in trouble lately. And I was like, you know what? I think I need parental controls because I spend way too much time on social media.
Put yourself into your own little timeout. All right, Katie, thanks for the advice.
Exactly. You're very welcome. Y'all have a great morning.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.
Kelly is on the other side of the fence. You don't think the child should have a phone, huh?
So here's the deal. When they go into middle school, which is actually 6th grade, 7th grade, potentially because your hours will be different, you might be spending a little bit of time at home by yourself either in the morning or in the afternoon. But if you're buying the phone specifically for emergency purposes and being able to contact your parents or an emergency contact, it's a really, really crummy Christmas gift. If you're looking at buying them an iPhone of some kind, your kid is not using it for emergency purposes. They want TikTok. They want YouTube videos. They want it for social purposes. And that's where the addiction comes in and the too much time. And now I don't have to socialize. I can't even play tic-tac-toe on a piece of paper with my friends because everybody's staring at the phone.
No, but you are 100% right. If they're planning on getting that for her for a Christmas present, she opens up a flip phone. She's going to be like, seriously?
Oh, yeah. She's going to be like, you're going to have to come up with something a little bit better than this. Here you go. You can have that back.
Right.
Where's my gift receipt?
I'll take the pony. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't think we helped David W. out at all. I think we're both on the same, you know, a little bit kind of wavering on both. But I think ultimately, I think you get them and just put on the restrictions. You know, you control it. And if you don't like it and what she's doing with it, take it away.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Or just get her a beeper. You can do that too.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
And the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
There's a very good chance that by this time on Friday, one of us, whose name starts with a D, has probably already had ice cream for breakfast as we broadcast live from Give Kids the World Village. I'm just saying, Dana, I remember last year.
I didn't have any.
I know.
I really didn't.
I know you didn't. That was one of the first things, like, would you guys like ice cream for breakfast? Because out here, that's what the kids get at Give Kids the World Village.
Right.
It's like just one of the amazing things that they do to put kids, smiles on kids' faces that are facing critical illnesses. And they bring their families here from all over the world in these villas that... You probably, it doesn't matter how long you've lived here in Central Florida. I mean, I've been here my whole life, and I had never been out to the village until last year. That was my very first visit out there. And I'm like, this place exists. It's like truly magical, you know?
It really is. And families just don't have to think about, like, let's say that is your child's wish. And you want to come to Orlando. You want to experience the theme parks. And, of course, everyone wants to make that wish come true. But where are you going to stay in a place that's really safe but also really fun for the kids who may not be able to spend all day in the parks?
Right.
So that doesn't mean that every minute, every day can't be fun. And they make it fun. It's incredible.
They give the kids the master bedrooms. You know, if your child, they think of everything. If your kid needs... you know, an oxygen tank. They have that there for them if they can't travel with them. I mean, they just go above and beyond, and we're honored to be a part of it again. We're going to be out there on Friday starting at 6 a.m. all the way until 7 p.m., our entire crew for Radiothon. So we hope that you'll join us. Look, your phone goes with you everywhere you go. There's no reason you can't listen all day. Just download the radio.com app and search for Mix 105.1. Make us a favorite, and we hope that you'll take us with you all day long on Friday. And if you want more information on it, if you go to Mix1051.com, it is right there front and center, and that's where you can also check out A Night of a Million Lights that's going on out there as well.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.